Well, every month, guests join us in from the Seidman College of Business, sharing what they're doing in their great offices and more. My next guest has been out and about and, well, maybe has been in his office as he's working on a pretty cool impact study. Talking to you, Dr. Paul Isley, Associate Dean for the School of the College of Seidman College of Business. So, Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. Have you been to the zoo lately?
Well, I have a five-year-old, so yes.
Have you been to the GR Public Museum lately?
Yes, we have.
Yes. Well, the good answer is because that's the topic of our conversation, literally talking about the impact study that you've been working on. So let's take it away. The Zoo Museum Impact Study. You recently did this for the zoo and the museum. What was this? Why was the study done?
Well, I mean, the zoo and the museum approached me and were interested in how their organizations affected the economy of Kent County. And we're looking to see whether myself or some students could look at this for them. So we took on the project. We thought it was interesting.
What time frame? Because we all know this. There is a ballot issue regarding this as well. When did the study come to your office?
It came to my office in the spring. So with these types of studies where you have organizations that have a large amount of their attendance over the summer, and we have to survey people coming to those locations, we really ramp things up in the spring so that we can do the surveying during the summer and get an idea of how those visitors are behaving.
Yes. So how did you go about finding the impact?
All right. So this type of organization has several different types of impact. One of the impact is that they draw visitors in. So we had to use, luckily for us, the zoo and the museum both have data on how many people attend because they're both ticketed. So we know how many people come. So then all that was left was to figure out where they're coming from and how much they're spending outside of the venues. Then we can look at how much the venues spend themselves. So how much does the zoo spend every year just to be the zoo, and how much do people spend inside the zoo? And the museum the same. And then lastly, they do construction in order to improve their exhibits and expand.
Did you use students to assist with this?
Yeah, we had several students who handled the surveying so that neither the museum or the zoo had any hand in any part of the process other than initiating it.
And is this the first time that this has been done?
The zoo had a previous impact from many years ago, but this is the first time we've looked at two organizations together in Kent County.
So, Dr. Isley, what was the overall result of the study?
All right. Well, the big number, the output number, is just over $62 million annually. That number comes because there are about 800,000 visitors to the zoo and the museum combined. About 500,000 of those come from outside of Kent County, and about 350,000 of those would come for no other reason but the zoo or the museum. That's why they were here. So we were able to look at that. We were able to tell how much they spent. And all told, we were able to see that they were spending $17 million. $7 million would have, from that 350,000 people who wouldn't be here for any other reason. We then were able to see the output of the entire of the two organizations and what people were, and that's what they spent outside of the zoo or the museum. So it's not what they were spent going in. It's not what they spent on.
So for gas or for hotel,
gas, for restaurants outside, those types of things. And so then we looked at what was spent inside, and we looked at what their construction was averaged over the last 10 years, and when we added it all together, the output was $62 million. That equates to about $17 million in earnings, meaning income for people and businesses in Kent County after they've spent their costs and things to do business. So it's about $17 million in earnings.
Well, numbers guy, let's have you help us understand, I mean, how big of an effect this is?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty large effect for the two institutions we're talking about. If we took it across all households in Kent County and took the earnings effect across to everybody, it comes into about $70 per household per year. If you took the output number, it's several hundred dollars a year. So that's, I mean, it's a big enough effect to be noticed by households.
And have other zoos and museums had their studies done? Is there a comparison? Are you able to compare to a St. Louis Zoo or a, yeah?
Well, there are lots of studies done for these types of organizations. For the type of organizations we have, for a mid-sized city, for a zoo that's not a national something like the National Zoo. Their spending patterns are about the same. And so then it just comes down to how many people are visiting. And so we do pretty well on the per visits, and we do very well on the visits from outside of our county.
Good to know. So there is a millage coming up regarding the zoo and the museum. How can people use this type of information as they make their decision about how to vote on this, Paul?
Well, it's one piece of the puzzle. So we know what the cost of a millage is. Everybody who owns a house can figure out how much a millage is going to cost them. It's also useful to know how much that will improve the county as a whole so that they can bring that into their decision process. So in this particular case, the earnings is about just a little bit less than twice what the projected average household will be paying in the millage. That's important, and it's one piece of something that people bring into their decision process as to how important something is to fund. So without this study, people wouldn't have an idea of the benefit. They'd only have an idea of the cost.
How does this benefit the Seidman College of Business?
Well, one of our missions is to be civically engaged and to be engaged in our community, and these are parts of that community. The GVSU shares the west side of the river with these two institutions, and so it's very interesting to see how these things affect us and to do it for them. So that it's not costing the taxpayer money, so that they understand what they're doing and not having to go out and buy that.
And again, the students, I would trust this fits right into their learning opportunity.
Yeah, we really try to use these types of experiential learning to help students get real world experience to do something other than sit in front of a chalkboard, and that brings them usable skills that they bring into the workforce.
Are there still chalkboards?
No, we don't use chalkboards anymore. But
I know where you're coming from, Dr. Paul Isley. All right, so how do we find out more information, again, on this study and more? Is it available for us?
It can be, yeah. The results can be found on the GVSU website. So if you go to the GVSU website and look under our press releases, it's there. I'm also available for any questions that might be there. I'm at iselyp@gvsu.edu.
Awesome. Another study on your desk to go back to?
Yeah, right now we're calculating the economic impact of the Huron River.
It's good to be in business. All right, Dr. Paul Isley, again, doing great things as Associate Dean for the Seidman College of Business. This is a regular segment. Thanks to you and your guests. Take care.